Welcome back. This is episode number 2 of the EuroLeague Fantasy Podcast. I am Frankie Sachs. I'm here with my esteemed colleague, Mr. Senor Javier Gancedo. Say hi to the nice people, Javi.
Hello, nice people. Hello, Frankie. Hello, everybody. Like he said, it's episode number 2, and this time we have our first guest in this first season of the EuroLeague Fantasy Podcast, presented by Ordu Prime. Frankie, take it away. Who do we bring?
Well, joining us today is Arlo Weisberg. He is one of the top sports journalists in all of Israel. He's the head of the basketball desk at Walla Sports. And above all, for our purposes, he is an absolute EuroLeague fantasy junkie.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Well, good. First and foremost, Arlo, can you please tell us your relationship with the game? How you got to start playing the game and what it meant for you over the years?
Yeah, well, we pretty much got married many, many years ago. I started playing EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge since day one, I think. And since then, everything has changed. I've become addicted. Actually, it really helps me in my work because, you know better than anyone, Javi. It keeps you in motion. You know all the players. I'm playing also EuroCup Fantasy, so I know the players from EuroCup. And it changed my whole perspective on the game. It's pretty fun. I won some titles in EuroLeague, EuroCup. So we're having fun with that.
The only thing I don't like about this is that players become a number. You know what I'm talking about? The index rating becomes everything that the player is. Doesn't matter if he's tall or short or old or young. It's just 27, 10, 8, or minus 5 in the worst case scenario.
There are worse cases than minus 5, unfortunately, and I got some of them. But yes, you're right. But suddenly you watch a game and it's like 15 point difference. It's garbage time, and one of your players makes 2-1, and you're celebrating like anything changed. So it's amazing. I'm sure many of our audience people here know exactly what I'm talking about.
Everybody who plays Fantasy Challenge knows that feeling. We once coined a phrase internally, Javi and I, we'd call it the ultimate EuroLeague fantasy play, which would be the 5-point play. When you get the offensive rebound, you score, you're fouled, you make the free throw. It's 5 points right there. That's what we would all live for. So we all know it. But I understand also this year you're going to be interacting more with fantasy players. You have a Q&A that you'll be answering every week.
Yeah, in the last couple of seasons, we had a live show on the EuroLeague Fantasy Instagram account in which I gave some tips, usually bad ones, and people could ask me questions in comments. So this time we're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to have a weekly post of Q&A. People can ask anything they want, all their dilemmas, and we all know those dilemmas very well. And I'll try to answer. I hope I'll get some good tips and advices for everyone.
So today the purpose that we're here together for is to talk about give tips and some of the bargains that there are today in the prices, now that we've seen all the players out there. So Javi, take it away.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. Let's start with the 10 credit margin, more or less. If I could recommend one player, I like sophomores. I like players who play the EuroLeague for a second consecutive year in the same team. And in that sense, at 9.7 credits, we have Ignatz Bratzieckis, who I think is going to have a fantastic season in Zagreb's Kaunas. He played amazing in the World Cup. He also ended up finished the season strong last year. And with a little bit of added adaptation, bigger role in the club, I think he's a really, really solid fantasy player to have around 10 credits.
I agree. I think he's a great pick at that price point. And I also agree that the sophomores are something that you can gain. Guy is a year in, gains a little bit, he's adjusted. So for me, it will be someone in that same price range as at 10.2 credits from FC Bayern Munich is Carson Edwards, who spent his first year here with Fenerbahce. But and now he's moved across to play in Byron. For Coach Pablo Laso, they're going to build something a little bit new there, but I think his experience and his scoring ability, we'll see a lot of points coming from him, and he's the player who I'm very interested in at that point, price point. Arale?
Yeah, I like your picks, both of you. So I'll go even lower to 7.9. I'm going to pick the new center of Monaco, Memjate. I'm not sure he's going to be that good, but he's an amazing player, really incredible. He was playing very good in Euro Cup for Virtus Bologna a couple of seasons ago. And last year, something messed up, not only for him, but for the whole team. Things didn't work out. And now he's coming to Monaco, and you know, many, many centers upgraded their numbers playing next to Mike James. Okay, Monaco is a team of guards, but centers can benefit from it. And I think Jatte is the right guy. I'm going to keep track. You know, they have some preseason games, some league games before the EuroLeague begins. But he's on my short list for sure.
So let me just ask you a question. Are you not concerned when I go through and I pick out players, and he's a player I sort of look and I want to follow also, but they've got three centers there, which might limit the minutes. Does that concern you when picking a player like that?
Yes, for sure. And that's why I'm a little bit worried that I'm not, you know, 100% behind him. But I think also because he's French and he has a more versatile set of skills than Dante Hall and Motiunas, which are great players, and they took Monaco to the Final Four last year. But I believe in him, and I think he might be better than both of them.
You never trust anybody in round one. It's always you doubt everybody, I think, because nobody has played a yearly game yet, and you never know. Anyway, let's go down to make good teams out there. Let's go down to 7 credits or less. And in that position, I have to take Alex Abramovic. I'm sorry. He had a terrific World Cup. The final was amazing. He has learned to play defense over the last year with Zeljko Obradovic. He's also very effective on offense, and at 6.3 credits, I think it's a solid choice. I'm going to put him in all my teams.
Yeah, you always have to take the team situation into consideration, and I definitely agree with you. I think maybe we're missing something here, but who's going to play point guard in Partizan? Okay, Alexa will be one, and Jelico will scream Alexa like, but you know, they lost Exum. Yamadar left, and they didn't bring a solid leading point guard. Maybe some Yaramaz, maybe some Panther or Ponitka. Something is missing there, and that might be a great, great chance for Alex Abramovich.
My big fear here is that we're going to talk each other into having the same team at the end. So if we're going to go low, under 7, I'm going to go all the way to the bottom, and I'm going to... You had said that Monaco will have several games in the French League. The same is the case for Asvel. They'll have 5 games in the French League. So that's an excellent opportunity to see how things are looking and how the rotation plays out. So I'm not committing to this pick, but Noam Yaakov is a backup point guard there for 4 credits. And he was one of the stars at the under 20 European Championships that summer for Israel. The game was tied in the last minute, and if Israel pulled it out, he would have been the MVP of the tournament. If he's actually going to get those minutes, he's going to be a 15 to 18 minute player as the backup point guard. Then I think at 4 credits, he's a steal. One of the ways that my strategy is to build the teams, get a player or two in the 4 to 6 range so you can use those credits somewhere else. Whenever that guy plays in the Thursday, throw him out there. He puts out big numbers. Great. You keep him as a starter. If he doesn't do so well, then you bring him back to the bench. Noam Yaakov is that kind of player. He has that kind of talent. I think he'll be a much bigger player in 2 to 3 years. I reserve the chance to walk away from that if it turns out that Coach Parker is not giving him the minutes that I hope he does. But for now, if I had to build the team right now at 4 credits, I think he's worth the gamble.
Mm-hmm. I'll go with Oscar De Silva. He costs 5.8, starting his second season in Barcelona after many, many changes. Coach, Mirotic, other players. Okay, he has some competition on the 4 and 5 position, But we know him well from Alba Berlin. We are aware of his talent, and I believe he's going to do more in his second season with Barca.
All right, then I'm moving down. Since you moved down to 4 credits, 5.8 credits, I'm going to go with 5.3. I like Jaime Pradilla a lot, center of Valencia Basket. I think that buying him allows you to buy a bigger center like Tavares or like Motley or like Milutinov and all the centers that everybody has in mind. But Pradilla is, I mean, he has already Euroleague experience. He has great hands. He can shoot. I mean, 1 year, I think he was 80% from the floor in the Eurocup. I mean, he's a very solid choice on offense, rebounds well. And it's going to take some minutes because I don't think, I mean, the two centers in Valencia, Brandon Davis and Bubacar Touré, are new players. So I think Pradilla will see extended minutes in the beginning of the season. And that makes him a very good choice, especially 5.3 credits is almost nothing.
Yeah, I like him also. He's a player who doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He doesn't play outside of his game.
True.
So at this point, you're really looking at the bottom of the spectrum at this price. You're looking for guys who are gonna give you a chance to have a big game somewhere on a Thursday. That's at least my strategy, and I think he fits that perfectly.
Yeah. Okay, Arale, so we're gonna bring you back, of course. Don't think that it's a one-time thing. But we need you to know if you had to choose one player, no restriction, your star to start the fantasy challenge, which player would you pick, like out of everybody?
I think it's going to be Wade Baldwin. Like you said, Javi, you like sophomore players, and Baldwin is coming off a great season with Maccabi. I think it's the first time in his career that he's staying for a second season in a team. He's the leader of Maccabi, he's in the right age. He has great chemistry, both with Lorenzo Brown, his partner in Maccabi's backcourt, and with coach Oded Katash, who believes in him. And the fans, Maccabi is playing at home at the beginning. I'm going to start with Baldwin, and I think as long as he's healthy, and I wish him to be healthy all year, I'm with him. I'm on his side.
Frankie, same question. What do you think?
For me, it's Nikola Mirotic. I know there's some people that have been hard on Mirotic over time because he hasn't won that championship. He's probably the best player of his era in the EuroLeague not to win a championship, but he's won many people championships in EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge. He's that kind of player. He never disappoints for the Fantasy Challenge. He always puts up the numbers. He does it all. He scores from he makes threes. He scores inside. He gets fouls. He makes his foul shots. He rebounds. He's just a machine, and although that might be an easy pick because he's starting at 15.5 credits, I think he's a guy you don't have to worry that it's a gamble. It's a bunker that if you pick Mirotic, you're gonna get that value.
Yeah, and we must say that most of those fans that were laughing at him after losing Final Four after Final Four were begging to have him this summer when he was free agent, or they were devastated when they thought that he's coming to play for their biggest rivals. So I think Mirotic already has one victory on his belt this summer.
All right, and I'm going to go with Zana Musa. Again, second year in Real Madrid. He's really young and has proven already that he can play at the highest level. Madrid plays Baskonia on the road, and I expect that to be a really high-scoring game because of the way Baskonia plays at home. And that means somebody in Madrid has to score a lot, and that has to be Musa, in my opinion. With Campazzo back in the team, they're going to play together for the first time. I expect him to find Musa a lot, and that's going to be my first choice. Musa would be pretty much not in every fantasy team because we only have three, but at least in two of them, I'm gonna feature him for sure.
One of the things I like about that pick is you always want to get young players who are on their way up, players who can believe that they're the best is in front of them. And Musa's that kind of guy. I don't think, although I picked Mirotic, we're going to see Mirotic's best at this point. The same thing with a lot of the guys who are ranked very high. They're guys who have done it for year after year. When you say a guy like Musa, he could become one of those top players. So I think that's an excellent pick if you're looking for someone who's going to bring you a lot of value over the course of the season.
Well, Arale, thank you very much for being here. Like I said, we'll see you around. We'll expect you back here in the podcast. And thank you for stopping over here.
Thank you. It's been my honor. And let's all have a very good season.